Hello, welcome to the Beanie Boys podcast with Brian
and Jake.
And this is season 2, episode 2.
It is indeed.
And this is the birthday episode of 2021. And yeah. tradition here, and we take shots.
Our birthday shots. Ugh.
Oh, God.
I think the sound that you made before made me scared.
Ugh.
Like, being 29 years old and taking a shot is a lot different than doing it at, like, 21.
Or, like, 19.
Because, ugh.
I feel like I have to, like, psych myself out. And when me and Gabe take shots, like, every day, we literally, like, every time I'm like, it doesn't get any easier. No. And I don't understand who can do it. Because when I go out to bars, though, and I take shots in public, I am a different person. I feel like I put on this face and I'm like, just chug it down. And you like, you make a statement. You just like, rah! And you turn into like the Hulk, you know?
Do you want some nectar? Because I opened up this mango nectar.
Is it good?
It helps.
It helps. Okay.
Yeah.
So
it's better than cheesing it with water. So then when I was younger.
So since this is the birthday episode of 2021, we wanted just to talk about different birthdays throughout the year. I mean, 2020 was obviously a very strange year for birthdays.
Yeah, birthdays didn't really happen.
They happened, but they didn't. Like, everyone was, like, very upset, and they were like, I'm going somewhere. And then, like, you either camped, or you just didn't do anything.
Right.
And you're just like, well, this one year didn't count.
You didn't know what you could do.
Yeah.
It was I'll get a friend, a small group together.
I'll have four people come over that I haven't seen.
I'll make a lasagna and then eat it with me.
Whatever, we'll do this.
Okay. But now things are a little more back to normal to where we could actually go out and have a little celebration.
And keep it small.
Yeah, keep it small.
Keep it in the metaverse. Keep it top eight.
I think that what I found during the pandemic is I kind of like the smaller birthdays. You know, I don't want to have a big old bash.
Well, I mean, the older you get, the less you care about your birthday.
Right, exactly.
So that's the thing. Is like, when you're older, you're just like, I don't want a big old party. I want, like, my closest friends, and then that's about it. Like, that's all you really care about.
I don't want to entertain anybody. I'm going to be 30 years old. I'm like, yeah.
I think the whole thing.
In the woods.
Yeah. The whole thing with birthdays is, my birthdays, I used to hate my birthday. And, this is a perfect segue. No, it's not. We're just going to go on these birthday tangents now. Allie requested an extra birthday tangent, so I'm going to put it in there.
Okay.
So, you're about to turn 30.
Yeah, half a year, yeah.
How does that feel? You're 29 now. How is 29 being?
It feels fine. I feel like I'm still, like childish, but I am an adult, you know? It's like we're pretending to be adults. And I feel like 30 is like, you better have your shit together, or else you're gonna be you're not gonna have a good time when you're 30.
Don't think that way, because I'm 32 and I'm still thinking that.
Right.
Like, I don't know what the hell I'm doing.
Yeah.
But here's the thing: are you scared to turn 30?
I don't think so. I think I'm ready for a 30-year-old Jake.
Yep. Yeah. That's the answer. Mm-hmm. Because when I was 29, the whole year I was like, I don't want to be 30. And then literally I was just like, I accepted it, and I was just like, okay. And every time you talk to someone that's 30, they're gonna tell you the same exact shit.
They're like, it doesn't matter.
No, it's so great, because it's like heroin, but you're like, oh man, that's such a relief, because like, you pretty much get rid of that feeling of like being scared to turn 30, because you're like, that sounds so old. Mm-hmm. But then you talk to a 30-year-old, oh my God, they just don't give a shit, and it's great. That's what you're supposed to do in life, is everyone should be 30.
Yeah.
Because once you turn 30, you're just like, whatever, I'm going to wear Crocs, which I'm wearing right now, and I want to be comfortable at all times. And that's exactly how you're going to feel if you just embrace the 30.
Right, because if you think of it as like dirty 30, I think it's going too far out of it. You want to think of it as more of like a comfortable 30. Like a wet 30.
Yeah.
Right?
Because
when you are 30 years old, you're wet.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
All the time.
You're moist. You're wet. It's like a slip and slide.
Your body just like decides, hey, I'm just going to give up on you right now. And you're going to be wet all the time.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
It's great. I love it. I'm damp. I'm wet. I have to pat myself down every once in a while for no reason.
You wear long johns for like too long and you're like, oh, cool. My legs are just wet.
Yeah. I'm just soaked. So, anyways, we want to talk about the first birthday of this year was Aaron's. Aaron's birthday was in April,
mm-hmm.
April 21st. And
little kiss.
And we ended up going to a local watering hole down the street from my house called Vendetta. And Vendetta is a hole-in-the-wall bar. It's very homey, very, like, I'm going to stay here during the winters because mm-hmm. here in Portland, it's you stick to your neighborhood.
Yeah, you only want to go as far about as, like, 2 blocks.
Yeah, you have, like, a local area, and you're like, it's raining, it's pouring, I don't want to be at home. Where's my third place?
Yeah.
You know, where's my Starbucks?
Your third place.
Where's my adult Starbucks? And that's usually the bar.
Yeah.
So I feel like we do a lot of going to bars because in Portland it rains a lot. So it's like, what else is there to do? Like,
yeah.
I'm pretty sure we're going to end up at a bar tonight. We'll probably go to Vendetta.
We're going to, yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
We'll probably go. And so we went to Aaron's birthday at Vendetta, and that's Aaron's favorite bar.
Mm-hmm.
And that day, we just felt, it was a Wednesday. I remember this. It was on a Wednesday, I believe. It was a weekday.
Mm-hmm. I feel like it was just after some restrictions were lifted to where it was like, okay, we're phasing back into normal. And so we were like, oh, we're going to go out. We've
yeah.
been out with like people in a long
group,
time.
A big group of
yeah.
like 8 people. Like
yeah.
that was a stretch because for a while there at bars here in Portland, because Portland's pretty strict.
Still strict. Compared to most of the United States, I think.
But they were pretty strict back then, and they were like, you can only have a table of 6. And you're
mm-hmm.
like, well, it's my birthday, and I have 8.
And they're like,
no. Get another table. And you're like, okay, whatever. So we ended up going to Vendetta, and we pre-gamed before Aaron's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And we got there early. Like,
yeah.
early.
It was still light outside.
Yeah, so we probably had, like, what, like, 2 shots and a beer? Or was it a shot and 2 beers? One of those.
I think one of the, yeah, those
we had one of those, and we didn't have a big dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And,
Because you can always trust Vendetta for a few snacks later on.
Yeah. It's Vendetta like, has up there with one of the best nachos
yeah.
in Portland
mm-hmm.
for bar. And
mushroom tacos.
Seitan. And
it's a little bit here and there. Something
yeah.
to tide you over until, yeah.
Well, that's the beauty of Portland is that, like, in San Francisco, they didn't have food at bars. So you're
mm-hmm.
like, oh, I'm going to have to go to 7-Eleven or I'm going to go to McDonald's
yeah,
at 2 in the morning. Yeah,
or
taquitos.
Jack the Box
yeah.
tacos.
But here in Portland, it's literally like, hey, anywhere you go, there's going to be good food.
And I think it's a law.
Yeah,
the law
if,
is
it's a liquor
you
law.
Must have food if
a
you
liquor
have
law.
Liquor. Yeah.
yeah.
Like, that's a great, yeah.
That's a, whoever did that did a great job.
I don't want
job
just a bag of chips that's like pinned to the wall.
You want some Fritos?
Yeah. Like,
that's been sitting here
Fritos
for a
Fritos and a pack of American Spirits, please.
Yeah.
No,
so,
I want some real food.
We go to Aaron's and do you remember anything from that night?
I do, but I think that we met up with a few friends to just play some cards or play some Monopoly Deal. The thing that we do.
Well, here's the mistake. We ended up playing Smoke or Fire.
Yeah.
And for those who don't know what Smoke or Fire is, I learned it from Jake, and he's terrible for it. But I love the game because I literally tell everyone about that game. It's a drinking game, basically, of like...
Give me cards, and you have to guess which cards I'm going to give you.
It's pretty bad. Sometimes you can get off.
It's fun being the dealer.
Yeah, you can get off.
Because you can get off.
You can get off, you know. But, like, every once in a while, you're just like, I don't know. You can get really trash, because you could easily pick on people.
Right.
So we played a drinking game at the bar.
Yeah.
I don't know why
I think we were out of our element, because we were at this bar for the first time in a long time, and we're trying to, like... remember what to it's that social like realization where you're trying to figure out how you are in public
that's
again.
Social awareness
yeah
yeah well that's brings it back to the point of like we just don't remember how we were before the pandemic
mm-hmm.
of like oh I remember us going out all the time before COVID. It was easy because you're like, let's go and go in the stranger's car and do all this weird
exactly.
stuff. And then now you're like, I don't think so. This guy doesn't even wear a mask.
Yeah.
Or like now it's just like, hey, dude, you gotta step the fuck away from me. Like,
right.
Back up. But for that night, I don't remember much. I remember looking at my phone the next morning and seeing a lot of photos that I did not see before that I took.
Classic
and then
photos.
There was me and Jake got banned from the table.
We did get banned from the table.
We got banned because we were too loud. And I don't even remember doing that. There is a picture of us, though, at another table.
We were sectioned at our own table away from the group.
Our friends literally kicked us out of the table, and we were like, you guys are an idiot.
And so I think we just went and played Monopoly Deal by ourselves over there.
I don't even think we did that. Dude. I don't even remember what we did. But, like, the funny thing about that was, like, that was the last time I've been, like, really drunk in public.
Yeah.
And, like, when you're 30. Older.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm, like, I was, like, embarrassed because, like, meeting up with people, like, I met up with Matt and Emily the next day, and I was, like, oh, no. And I had one of those, like, you know, like, Steve Urkel moments where I'm, like, please don't tell me I did this.
Right.
You know, like, so... I thought it was funny because apparently I asked Emily if I closed out my tab at least 5 times. And
classic.
I looked at the bartender, like Emily told me the story, and Emily's like, yeah, the bartender looked at you and he remembered your name and he was like, yeah, he closed out like an hour ago. And I asked like 5 times. But I was like, you know, I'm being aware.
Right.
I'm being responsible.
You don't want to leave your card for that 20% gratuity overnight.
I mean, I was going to give him that anyway.
Right,
more
exactly.
than that. But, like,
but you
the whole
don't
want
to leave your card. Because then in the morning, you're like, ah, man, I got to go back.
But here's the beauty, though. Because Portland, what they do is they give your card back.
Right.
So you can have that idiot moment like I did that night and totally leave my card. And then they discharge me, you know. But
I feel like there's a beauty in that because you don't have to worry about going back for your card, like...
I
tip 20% usually anyway, so I'm like, okay, that's not a big deal. But it makes the room for, I'm probably going to do that. Because I forgot, I look at my wallet, I'm like, oh, I have my card, I'm good.
I'm good, I closed out.
I don't need to, I closed out.
I'm good. You do the double check.
Yeah.
It's like when you pat your pockets, you're like, keys, wallet, phone, I'm good. And then you see that, and you're like, whoa, don't even remember that.
Yeah.
But that was a Wednesday night, and we went very hard. And we all worked the next day. Like, all of us worked the next day. I mean, I felt pretty terrible.
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't, like, throwing up or anything, but I was like, whoa, what happened?
You're like, oh, I didn't realize that when you go out, you haven't been out for a while, and you took way more
I don't remember saying bye to certain people. Apparently, I did.
Yeah.
A long time. I gave them multiple hugs.
That's a classic Brian thing to do.
Yeah.
Give out multiple hugs.
That's how you know you're in the top 8.
I love you.
Yeah. Hey, like, come over here. I'm going to talk to you about my feelings right now, and you're going to listen.
Let me give you a hug.
Yeah, like, dude, I got you, brother. But
a good brother hug is needed every once
exactly.
in a while.
Exactly. But you walked us home, and you hung out at my apartment for 30 minutes.
Yes.
I don't even remember you doing that.
Yeah.
I just went
to
bed. I went to bed. That was in my mind where I was like, I was at the table. We were playing Smoke and Fire. And then I went to bed and I woke up the next day and I was like, what happened? You know? But that was just like a segue of like, that was like going out for birthdays. We're like, hey, we were so deprived of this in 2020.
Yeah, it was like a redemption tour.
Yeah.
A birthday redemption tour.
It was like Motley Crue coming back.
Yeah.
You know, like, hey, let's just go on this tour.
Yeah.
That's what? was that Motley Crue?
Maybe.
I don't know, man. It's kickstarted my heart, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, it sounds like a grungy little... Re-roo. It doesn't have to be a word to get that you say. It's just a sound.
On that note, we're gonna segue in. We did Aaron's birthday. We're gonna go to my birthday for this one.
And your birthday was the first camping trip that we did this summer.
The first camping trip of being 32.
Yeah, well,
wet and wild
in the summer, but yeah,
wet
it was a
wild.
Wet and wild camping trip. That
which actually
trip.
It was because it actually rained during that camping
trip.
It did
right after we set up our tents. Because the first thing when you get to your campsite, you gotta unload everything, and then you get your tents out, and you're like, I might as well just do it now. I'm not gonna want to set it up later because setting up a campsite in the dark is not fun. And so it's like, pop your tents open, awesome, and then you can like crack open that beer. Have a little snack. Get the fire situated.
Get all cozy. Get all set up. That's like the main thing. You get the spot, and that's like, let's unpack, and then let's set up the tents, and then you sit in a chair.
Yeah,
and
you're like, ah,
let's space out
this
for
is the life.
A very long time.
Yeah,
but that night it was raining, or that day we got there early.
It was raining before we got there, because we were trying to get some snacks and then some firewood, I believe, and it was just downpour rain. And this is 45 to an hour away.
Yeah.
So we can't just turn around and come back, because if it was closer, maybe we would have. But just waited out the rain, and by the time we got to the campsite, actually, I think the rain had actually stopped.
Yeah. But it did carry on the next day, at 5 in the morning.
It did.
But then you're just what's going on?
But it did rain after we got set up.
It did. We hung out in my tent, because I have a bigger tent, so we hung out in that tent, and we just played games, and we were I hope it stops.
And we just, tucked everything under, in the back of my car, under the car, all the wood, because we already had a fire set up ready to go.
Yeah.
But then you just toss it and dove into the tent.
Yeah, we were just
It was perfect, though.
It was good, No matter what, it's still, camping is going to be camping, and it's always going to be fun.
Yeah.
You always got a good set of people. You got, if you can't have a fire, because, Oregon's pretty big on, the fire ban.
Summer fire bans. We had a lot this summer.
We had a lot. So, sometimes you couldn't even have a fire. So, you're all right, I guess we're just going to, we'll wing it, you know.
Do
your own thing.
Yeah.
But, so that way, we ended up hanging out. We did the normal thing of just hanging out, drinking, smoking, just hanging out.
Camp dogs
all day, telling stories, just talking shit, like we normally do.
Exactly.
And then it was, we went June 5th, so we went the day before to celebrate, and then my birthday was at midnight. And so, you know, being in the 30 group, we all literally took the shot at midnight. And then we're like, dude, I'm done.
I think we immediately
went to our tents. It was 12:05.
Yeah.
But that one was definitely up there with okay, we've been here. We got there at 4. So we were there for 8 hours. And we're like, all right, let's just
evening full.
Let's get this shit done. Let's take this shot. And I think all of us were we all gave that sign, let's go.
Everyone
let's
gave
go.
The,
ugh. Yeah, that was awful.
Then you gotta brush your teeth right after, so.
Yeah. So, that was my birthday in a nutshell. Yeah. Would you like to take the throne and talk about your birthday?
Yeah, so for my birthday, I decided to go a little different, and we went for a camping spot in St. Helens, Oregon, which is where Halloween Town is from.
45 minutes away.
Yeah. And the thing about this spot is me and Allie went there before with Molly. And shout out Molly Coker. We went there, and we went there one time in the summertime, and we're like, we got to go back. It's going to be great. So we got a big group campsite of I think 12 people could be there. And the thing with this campsite is it's on an island. It's called Sand Island. But is it that sandy, Brad?
It's completely not sandy.
Yeah, it's filled with dirt.
It's dirt.
It's Dirt Island,
it's
baby.
It's Dirt Island. And I think I crowned it multiple times that night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we decided to call it Dirt Island because of... it felt grungy.
The lack of sand.
Yeah.
That's why we called it Dirt Island.
Yeah. But the thing with this campsite is that you get to pack all your stuff and take it on a boat and take it over to the island, which sounds like fun, right? Except you just pack everything you have. So your chairs, your food, your beers, your tents, any kind of games you want, it's all going with you. And so you pack up all on these little pontoon boats, like the Jungle Cruise, and they zip you on over to the island, Wet and Wild style as well. Because when we went, Brian got a little Wet and Wild on the boat. I think that the guy, I don't know if he knew how to drive it that well.
Okay, so the thing is, with all of the people that work there, nobody knew what was going
on. It's like a summer camp.
Yeah, style. It's literally 4 people, and I think we all got different people. So you park, and then there is a guy that takes your car and he drives it somewhere else. He follows you to drop off your car and he drops you back off. That was his job. And then there is people that are driving the little fan boats, swamp Florida boats, looking for crocodiles.
Swamp Florida boats.
It was that, yeah. And so literally what happened was when we got there a little later than Jake. And so me, Aaron, and Gabe got there later, and we had a different experience. It was just us on the fan boat, and we packed all of our stuff. And usually for camping, it's like we have a full car. So it's like, you know, you're there for one night, but you always overpack. You have your tent, you have your supplies, you have your food, you have your chairs, tent. I already said that. Two tents. Bringing two tents. You never know.
You never know.
You never know.
You're going to be missing your poles.
Which is actually perfect for this story. So I'll bring that back later. So what happened was we grabbed all of our stuff, and we had paper bags because we went to Safeway before to pack up supplies. And so the guy didn't tell us that the waves were very crazy that day, and we were sitting in the front, and all of our belongings were in the back, like in the middle of this fan boat. And so we were going over there, and the waves were super crazy, and we splashed. It was literally like I was on the Jungle Cruise, and we splashed, and it was just, I was front center, huge fucking wave, got us, got on my pants, got everything. I was wet, and I was wild.
Wet and wild.
And it got the fucking bag that had all of our stuff, the paper bag. So it was wet. And then so, like, that was all of our stuff. We get dropped off. The guy's like, sorry, it's a bit wavy. And I'm like, dude, you should have warned us. You know, like, and then, like, I was, like, carrying all my stuff. I'm like, I don't want to get anything splashed on.
Yeah.
And then we get to the island. And there was somebody there that was going to pick us up in a little cart. And she had, like, a little go-kart, like, a little golf cart. But, like, it had, like, this, like, little trailer. So you put all of your stuff into it because you had to get there on Dirt Island.
Mm-hmm.
And then so...
It's like a little tram, like a taxi service.
Yeah. And so it drives you to your spot.
Mm-hmm.
She packs everything and throws everything in there. And then we're like, is everything going to be okay? And she was like, yeah. She drives up the hill and some of our stuff falls off.
Well, you guys
like,
didn't get on the tram.
No. We weren't allowed.
It's just a stuff tram.
We weren't allowed because Aaron sat up front and me and Gabe sat in like the little... kid area, like little cage, and then like we're like, can we like hold on to her stuff? And she's like, no, I'll be fine. And like literally it started falling off the thing, and we're like, dude, this is ridiculous. So then we finally were like telling her like, hey, there's like, she ropes all of her shit together, and then we finally get in the little cart and we drive to our little spot, and then we see you guys.
Yeah. And that's when Dirt Island birthday began, because I feel like once we got there, you know, that's when you start unpacking everything, just like we said. And we were already set up a little bit, so we had a little time to explore. And this island is actually pretty big for being like a small campsite. I think they had like 50 or 60 tent sites there. And you could walk around the entire thing within an hour. But once you guys got there, I think we got all your stuff set up. RIP to Aaron's tent.
He forgot half his tent.
Yeah.
It was the poles, and he left it in his car, which was on another island, so he couldn't grab his poles.
And he's not going back on that tram.
No.
Or the ferry. The fan boat, yeah.
So, we got there, and it was hot that day.
I think it was during the, like, 105, 106s here in Portland.
Oh,
so
the heat dome.
The heat dome.
Heat dome, maybe, that's a real thing.
Yeah. Well, so what? So they said it was, but it was like, I think it was like upper 90s on the island, and so I think that's what prompted, as you do when you're on Dirt Island, is the shirtless camping. You know,
yeah, skins,
shirts and skins, and you just gotta strip it off and just go, which is it's Dirt Island and it's your birthday, so you can do whatever you want.
Yeah, take your clothes off. Yeah.
Yeah. But because of that tent issue, Aaron had to sleep in the bottom of Brian's tent.
Well, I mean, like, it was kind of funny because I asked him how he slept that night, and he told me that was the best sleep he's got in a tent in a long time. Yeah, sometimes, he slept by my feet like a dog. But, like, he, like, chose there because I was like, I'm going to have to go to the bathroom, and yeah, I'm going to have to get up. So, like, I asked him if he was cool, and he said it was fine.
And sometimes it works out that way. That's like you just pass out.
Yeah.
And it's camping, so... either you sleep terribly or you're out cold.
I feel like with camping too, with that is like literally like you're like, oh, I pissed my pants. Well, that's camping, and you're like, oh, next
you
tomorrow.
Just, you accept it all.
Yeah, you're like tomorrow. Yeah, I'm in the wild. It's fine.
It's Dirt Island.
It's Dirt Island. So we did a few activities. It was super hot. We played that game I got you for your birthday. Was Spike Ball.
Oh, Spike Ball.
We
played Spike Ball. Spike Ball, the total bro game.
Total bro game, but we played it on the dirt, so it was fine.
Dirt ball.
Dirt ball. And I didn't go in the water. The water looked gnarly. Like, the water looked, like,
it dropped
brown.
Off fast.
It looked kind of gross. And I was like, I'll wait.
I think
I'll
it was
the
Willamette
off.
River.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so you're right on the river, which is kind of cool. Although, one thing that did happen is... So, as you're exploring the island, you know, you go off and try to find little alcoves or little pathways as you make your way around. And at one point, I was off by myself, and Allie was off by herself, and then we met up with Gabe, and so it was me and Gabe and Allie, and we went up a hill, and Gabe went the other way around the hill, and we didn't, like, hear for a while, and we went back to see Brian, and we're like, hey, have you seen Gabe? He's like, nah. And so we went out to go look for her, and we find her standing silently still in a circle of deer.
So the thing about that, though, was, like, we all, like, split up and went to the bathroom. Makes it sound like I'm just, like, I just left Gabe. I'm like, I don't know where she is. So,
well, she was with us.
She was with you guys, but you didn't mention this story where me and Aaron were kind of, like, on a different planet that night.
Right, right.
So we ended up taking a little bit of mushrooms, you know. Mm-hmm. And so Gabe wandered off, and she was just like, I'm going to just go hang out over here, just check out. Because there was an area where you could play volleyball.
Mm-hmm, right,
and so that's where Gabe was, and it was like a sunset, and it was really nice, and it was like a super,
it was peaceful.
Like, it was super nice and super comforting. And so nobody told us there's going to be deer on this island.
I had no idea it was Deer Island.
Yeah, I thought this is Dirt Island.
I thought it was Dirt Island.
Yeah, I thought this was Dirt Island. Like, where's all the sand, you know? So... Gabe calls me, because also the cool thing about this spot, which, I mean, like, what I love about camping is, like, there's no service, there's no cell service, you know, you can't check your phone, you don't get any of those.
Yeah.
And that's peaceful, but, like, with Dirt Island, since you're on, like, you're in St. Helens, it's literally right across, so that, of course, there's reception.
Yeah.
So Gabe calls me, and she's like, hey, you have to come get me. And I was like, what are you talking about? And she was just like, there's a bunch of deer. Like, right next to me. And I was like, what? And so, like, I was like, Aaron, you gotta help me, dude. I can't do this by myself. So me and Aaron went over there. We walked over there. And we were like, oh, shit. And there was the big boy. Like, the daddy boy. The daddy deer. Daddy deer. He had the big L antlers. Like, he was large and in charge.
Mm.
And we were like, I don't know. I don't have any experience with deer.
Yeah.
Like,
never had a face off like with a deer.
It's not like I'm hiking and there's like a mountain lion and you're supposed to be like, be tall. Like, nobody tells you what to do with deer. Like, unless you're driving and they just stare at
right,
you.
Exactly.
Like, what am I supposed to like shine my headlights on them? Like, they're just going to stare at me? Like, no. You don't know if that thing's going to fucking charge you. That's like a big animal.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like,
it's like three times the weight of what I am.
Yeah, I'm scared of cats.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm not going to go up to a deer, especially with big antlers, and be like, what's up, mama? I'm not going to do that. So then I felt really bad for Gabe, because I was like, dude, she's done, you know? Like, I don't know.
I can't help
her. I can't help her, you know? Like, I don't know I can't do anything. I'm in a, like, certain state.
Yeah.
And so Gabe eventually walks around, and then so the other deer went the other way, and the big papa, he was just, like, going towards our camp. And, like, he didn't care.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, Gabe finally, like, eventually, like, walked around and, like, the deer, she's safe. She's alive, you know?
Right. She made it out.
She made it out, you know? But the deer's walked away, and I think she walked around, and we're like, dude, that was crazy. Like, I didn't even know that these wild animals. Because, like, when you go
they
camping.
They must have just swam across the river or something. I don't know.
Well, because that's the thing. Like, some of the island, like, there's other parts, like, they were, like, more shallow.
Mm-hmm.
People are saying, like, oh, they come over there for, like, food and stuff like that. But, like, I'd never been camping and thought, like, we go in the woods all the time. Of course there's going to be deer.
Oh, those other animals for sure.
Yeah, I mean, there's bears and, like, all that, like, everything else.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, when you go camping, you're just like, I hope I don't die.
Yeah, you kind of expect it.
Yeah, you're like, oh, like, even
there's
though,
something out here.
Yeah, there's got to be something. We're in the middle of nowhere in a plastic tent, you know, like.
No, it's not going to protect you from much, honestly.
Yeah. But with that night, like, that was insane, because that, like, that's when it, like, kind of, like, the sun was going down. That must have been, like, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock?
Yeah, it was a little
pretty
late.
Early.
We went out to go look at all the stars. Mm-hmm. You could see just super clearly a bunch of stars, which was amazing.
Yeah. Now we just stare at each other's eyes.
That's how it goes.
So since we're on the topic of birthdays, we're just going to switch up from 2021 birthdays to one of our favorite memory birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And Jake's up first.
I think that my favorite birthday memory was... So my Baba, which is my dad's mom, she had this house in Lincoln, and she had a pool in her backyard. It was like a classic grandma house, you know? Brick style and, like, the siding that I had to, like, spray down every summer. I had to, like, clean it with the power sprayer. But I forget which birthday it was, but I had a group of people over... And it was way more than I actually were friends with. It was like 12 people, and I was like, I only met, like, I'm really close with like three of these people here. But it was a lot of fun, and my grandma set up a food fight for us. It was all like
food fight, like out of a movie.
Yeah, it was all like a food based like games, and so I think there was like buckets of like Cool Whip,
Cool Whip,
applesauce.
Where was this room? Like,
it was like, no, we did it outside on her front lawn.
Oh, okay, cool. I was going to say, like, yeah. Did you like rent a room or something? And you were like, hey, we're going to have a food fight here, so you're going to clean up this.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like no, rent a hotel room.
It wasn't like one of those like break everything rooms. It
was like a rec room.
Yeah. But although I would be down to go to like a food fight room if they had that.
That's a good idea.
It'd be a pain in the ass to clean.
Yeah. I know a lot of people that like say like, oh, I've always wanted to do a food fight.
Right?
Because I mean, like in movies and everything, they like portray it like having so much fun.
Yeah.
Was it fun?
Oh, it was a blast. So there was like buckets of, or bowls and buckets of things. And it was like Cool Whip, applesauce, tapioca pudding. There's some kind of like dry thing as well. So maybe like a powder, like flour probably. And Cheetos. And Cheetos were the best because they actually hurt. You like pelt people with the Cheetos, which was great. But also we used the Cheetos in a different game. And that game was like, it was like someone would sit in a chair across from you. They would get pied in the face with whipped cream, right? And then you are standing on the other side throwing cheese balls, cheese puffs, to get them to stick onto their whipped cream face.
Oh, God. I was like, yeah. Okay.
And I think that I was the first person to do it as, like, the pie in the face. And so me and my friend Chris sat there. And we both have sunglasses on to protect our eyes. And our face just covered in whipped cream. And all these kids are just throwing cheese balls at your face. It was amazing.
So did you ask for this? Or, like, was it just, like, a plan?
I feel like at that age, I didn't ask for a certain birthday. They were just like, it was like a pool party themed. And then my grandma was like, I'm going to look on the internet. Or like
the internet? You look on like the white pages or something. Yellow pages.
She went to the library and got like party games, like a party game book.
Okay.
And we're like stickied off some like pages in there and just found like random games to play. And one of them was Cheeto Pie Face.
Is that how they did research back in the day?
I guess so.
Like the libraries had books like how to throw a birthday party.
Yeah.
Like... We've come so far.
Or like you see in like the local news or something like that. It's like a tip.
What a like slow news day.
Yeah, for real.
Like the 90s.
Birthday party ideas.
Birthday party going insane.
There's no politics to be talked about. There's no like climate change issues or all these different things. It's like, oh yeah, we're having a party and here's some ideas that we made up. Use them for your own kid's birthday party.
What were your parents doing during this time?
I think they just offloaded us at my grandma's house and went and like... enjoyed their day while my grandma like was taking care of all the kids.
That's like such a grandma duty right
it
there.
Is. And she was like phenomenal. She could handle like 10 kids.
Yeah.
I mean, there might have been some other parents there too, actually. But like if you gave her like 5-6 kids, she could be like, oh, I can cook dinner and do laundry and like control all these kids. Nowadays, dude, I couldn't do that.
Yeah. Like, nowadays, you give me one kid, I'm like, I don't want to hang out with this kid. Yeah, like, yeah. What do we do? Go to the mall or something? Is there a mall here? Lloyd Center.
Lloyd Center is going to be, I don't know what's going to happen to it, but it's gone.
R.I.P.
R.I.P.
But so...
So what about your birthday? What's your favorite birthday party memory?
I wouldn't say it's my favorite, but it was just one of those where I just remembered it. I think I was like 8 years old. And we went to a local Round Table Pizza.
Ooh, classic.
And it was so classic. And there was a small little room on the side. And I think my parents rented it out. It was probably like, I don't know, like maybe six booths.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like a little like a little area, and you could rent it out. So this round table, they had the classic video games. I think they had like one Cruisin' USA
mm-hmm,
game.
Right.
And they had like the Claw game.
Classic, yeah.
And they had like Mortal Kombat
mm-hmm.
or Street Fighter.
Right.
Just classic
it was like a,
90s.
It was like a small like 9x9 room.
Yeah.
Like, but then that was it. That was all that's in it.
It was like, if you go to, like, the world's smallest bathroom, it was like that. Or, like, a washer and dryer room.
Yeah,
you're
exactly.
like, that's not a room. That's just, like, an area where they put two games, and they're like, whatever.
I know. They should have had more. I mean, I think, like, Mountain Mike's had, like, an actual, like, array of, like, 10 games.
But the thing is, though, with those kind of pizza spots is that you are just waiting. Like, it's just, like, perfect for kids for like being like 8 years old
mm-hmm.
and they're just waiting for their pizza and their parents are like ah
here's
like
some,
get away
here's some quarters
here's $2
yeah.
leave me alone for 2 minutes
right
you know and I was never good at those games. I would literally always die super quick
yeah.
and then like come back asking for more money
more quarters
I died and they're like just don't play that game
yeah.
and I'm like give me more. So we had this whole area. I don't even know who was there. I mean, I'm pretty sure I had friends, but like, you know, like when you have friends when you're like eight, it's like,
yeah.
you're kind of like, I like colors. And you're like, me too. We're best friends. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, you can like not even, you just like the same like cartoon show and you're best friends.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you remember a best friend from eighth grade?
Yeah. Brandon was my best friend.
Yes.
Chris and Brandon were my best friends.
You gotta say last names.
Oh, Brandon Birch. Shout out Brandon Birch. Shout out Brandon Birch. Yeah, he was my friend since like kindergarten, and he was at that birthday party actually with the Cheese Puffs.
Yeah.
So, and he's still one of my best friends.
I think it's crazy because like when you mention someone from the past, I don't know why, but it just fulfills the whole story when
mm-hmm.
you talk about someone's last name.
Right.
You're like Brandon Smith, and you're like, nobody knows who that is,
yeah.
but you say their full name, you're like you crafty
all the
guy.
Know.
Yeah, like
I mean,
oh.
you know Brandon.
Not Brandon Smith. I just made that name
not
up.
Not that Brandon Smith.
Yeah, I know Brandon.
Brandon
yeah.
Birch, yeah.
Me and Brandon go way back.
Way back.
Way
yeah.
back. Two nights. Tops. Shout out Brandon. But we went out, and then, like, I think I just invited all of my friends that
mm-hmm.
were, like, from eighth grade.
Or, like, the neighbors.
No. My neighbors were, like, I had one neighbor, and he was my brother's age, so they
mm-hmm.
automatically, by default, they were best friends.
Right.
Like, they're the same age. You live next door. We have so much in common. You like football? I like football.
Yeah,
let's
yeah.
be friends. Now it's like that. If like I bump into someone and they're like, hey, do you like Shaq? And I'm like, yeah. And I walk away. I'm not going to be best friends with them.
Right.
Like, that's crazy.
Like, cool. You like Shaq too?
Yeah.
I don't like Shaq, but...
Shaq-Shaqaroni. Shaq-Shaqnosis. He's on everything.
He's on everything.
But anyways, so this party, I don't remember much of it, but I remember what I got for my birthday.
Ooh.
And my aunt got me roller skates, and it was black and like pink, but like hot
wait,
pink.
Blades or skates?
Like, what's the difference?
Well, the blades are the ones that are in a line. Skates are the four.
Oh, no, it was blades.
Blades.
I was
okay.
a blader.
A blader?
And so I was a blader for 2 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
She bought me the blades. I wore them once. I never learned how to actually rollerblade. I still don't know how to rollerblade till this day. And I never wore them.
Damn.
And I was so stoked on them, never wore them. That's what you do when you're in like, when you're eight.
Yeah, they're guessing on if you're going to like it or not.
I think I requested them. I think I
oh,
wanted
no,
them.
Worse.
And then like, I was like, let's do this. And then like, you know.
And you're like, my ankles.
Yeah, like this kind of hurts. And then like, I fell like once and that is game.
Right.
You know.
I was a blader for a while, actually. I had some like, skater blades. Skater blades!
Oh, like Heelys?
No, not Heelys, but, like, they weren't, like, inline rollerblades, like, to go, like speed skating. They were, like you're going to go to the skate park and, like, shred on your blades.
Oh, you're a blader?
Yeah,
what
and
grade
you like,
you
take
in?
Out the middle. What?
What grade were you in?
I think I was probably a freshman.
Oh, dude, I wouldn't have liked you at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have probably hated you.
Yeah, but, like, I actually didn't go to any skate park. I went to a skate park one time. Didn't actually, like, do anything. But I would just go, like, around the neighborhood. But those things move fast.
Yeah. I'm scared.
Let's
like,
go.
Let's
go blade.
No, dude, I'm scared. I will literally
or ankles nowadays, though. won't handle too much blading.
Yeah, no, literally I'll get taken out and be like, I went rollerblading the other day. And they're like, why aren't you at work? And I'm like, because I fell. And I broke my arm. And I'm like, oh, I can't type now.
Yeah.
You know, and then like my job's fault. Like, hey, you're going to get fired because yeah. you're an idiot. You know, yeah. that's why you can't take any chances when you're 32.
I know, yeah. You just got to like slim down what you do. All right. That wraps it up for our episode 2. Thanks for tuning in to the Beanie Boys podcast. We'll catch you next time.